Funny part is the guy bet him money. Never bet Nash money. I bet him money once. We used to goof around with the lyrics, you know, and instead of singing Find the Cost of Freedom, sometimes I'd sing Find the Coast of Sweden. We had a lot of them. Our mouse is a very, very, very fine mouse with two cats in the yard. It keeps my mouse on guard. Wooden blips on the radar, very free. We had a lot of them. And,
you must understand he only has 18 brain cells holding hands here. Might even be 17 by tonight.
It's 18, and they're very good ones. Anyway, I bet him $1,000 that I hadn't sung it on stage one night. He framed the check, of course. This next song, you're not going to believe this, but it's true. James, oddly enough, twice in a row. James, who is my son? He's a rather bright guy, and he was reading the paper, and he sees in the paper that there's to be a contest. Contest is to come up with the words that are to go on a sign which is to be stuck on the top of Yucca Mountain, which is where they want to put all the nuclear waste if they can ever fucking figure out how to get it there. Now, it gets trickier. The sign has to be able to be read by whomsoever shall show up in 10,000 years. Which makes it difficult because we don't know how to write it in cockroach. In any case, James found this fascinating, and he and Graham put this song together. You know, it's funny how some of our songs get more appropriate as time goes on. It's weird that way. Anyway, it's a song appropriately enough called Don't Dig Here.